Very based on how you buy.
Seven after the hour, Monday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Again, a welcome to KWNA, KTSN, and KELY all around the state. I'm driving around Nevada this afternoon in Arizona, so I'm going to go looking for these stations, Richie. I'm going to find the toll.
Be on the lookout station.
Yep,
be on the lookout. I'll be coming in a little Ford Focus, a red Ford Focus. I always, when I can rent a Ford Focus, I always ask them to give me a red one.
Is that true? Yeah, that's
yeah,
so
I love,
cute.
I love the Ford Focus.
They're nice cars, aren't they?
Little car.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. And where I go, when I drive across from Las Vegas into Arizona, it's a stretch of about 93 miles when I get out beyond the dam and get to Kingman. And so it's it would be normally kind of a dull routine, but I know that I usually rent from Enterprise. And I use the vroom, vroom, vroom method of finding the lowest price. And I happen to like to choose Enterprise because I think they actually get it. You talk about a service company. You know, we have. Let's bring Phil in on this because I think Phil understands how service is important. Phil Lempert, who is normally with us here on Monday at this time, joins us for some of his food sense, along with Roberta Fasanelli, who's back, and Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn. So, Phil, when it comes to marketing, it doesn't make any difference what the business is, because your business and your sense is built around food stores and the way that they market themselves and sell all these thousands and thousands of items. But there are, and I guess I'm asking, I just made a statement about Enterprise actually getting it. Who, when it comes to running some of these big supermarket chains, actually gets it? And you know what I mean when I say gets it.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, Doug, I think whatever retail environment, and you're right, whether it's Enterprise or a supermarket, if they hire the best people and train them and support them, you're going to have a good experience. So, for example, Trader Joe's, in my mind, has the best customer service that's out there.
Yep.
Because the employees want to be there.
Yeah.
And if you look at Enterprise, one of the reasons that they get it, and might get this wrong, but I don't think so, they only hire college graduates. Now, this is people who are behind the counter, people who work on the cars. Everybody at Enterprise is actually a college graduate. And they really have a lot of infrastructure to build on training and so on. And I think no matter what the store is, and Enterprise is a store, that happens. You know, I happen to rent from Hertz a lot because I travel a lot. And 9 times out of 10, the person behind the Hertz counter, they don't get it.
No. So why do you keep renting from them?
Well, because it's the easiest.
Ah. See, I find if I find Enterprise, depending on how you do it, you may do it. American has deals with Hertz, and those you and I are frequent visitors to the American counter and on American Airlines. But I find that Hertz is exactly what you've just suggested. They just don't get it. Neither does Avis. There are now National Alamo has been bought out, I think, by Enterprise. So it'll be interesting to see if the culture changes there. Sometimes it's hard. Unless you have built it from the ground up, it's hard to do. And so I think you, going back to Trader Joe's and your example there, I think Roberta or Rick, all of us have been to Trader Joe's. It was a company that started on the West Coast but has spread. I don't think anybody would argue with you about how you feel. When you go into a Trader Joe's, you feel good. And they're not big stores, you don't get lost, the choices and the quality. When you go into one Trader Joe's, I go here in California, and I shop in the Trader Joe's in Framingham where I live. Mm-hmm. And I can go into the store, and I can look around, and I am absolutely sure the quality that I get in California is going to be the same quality that I get in Massachusetts.
And the employees are conversational, and they'll come up and talk to you and ask you if you need help, which I kind of like, too.
Yeah.
And also keep in mind, at Trader Joe's, you're also saving money. So it's not about going to a more expensive. Same thing with Enterprise. Enterprise is less expensive than Hertz.
Right.
So it's not about the retail price. It's really about the culture of the business.
Yeah, yeah, and you're right about that. Enterprise, when I get the vroom, vroom, vroom summary, Enterprise is always cheaper than the other big companies. There it is, and that's why they are big. And there's a problem, they ask you how things are, and I'm, you know, very upfront. When somebody does something or I'm bothered by something, I tell them about it. I say, well, we'll give you an upgrade next time, or here's 10% off today, or whatever it is. And so in terms of going to a retail establishment, unless you're going out and picking the food yourself, then you know you're responsible yourself for the quality of food, because you go, you see, okay, I'm going to pick that strawberry, or I'm going to pick that plum. You don't have to. You go to the apple, you go to the, if you go, I do this often in the fall, when you go to the, out to pick, if you're really somebody who loves to bring your family around to these things, you go to the orchard, and you look up in the tree, and some of these places let you pick your own apples. So you pick the apple that you want. And it's a really a concept that is far overdue. And you'd like to think that some of these big companies would get it. But they, and then you wonder, okay, so how do they, if everybody dislikes going to X brand as much as they say they do, then how do these places stay in business? I was about to mention a brand I decided not to, to be.
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with shareholder value, stock price, Wall Street, the whole infrastructure. I mean, if you take a look at McDonald's, for example, and forget about whether or not we like McDonald's food, but if McDonald's tomorrow lost all their business and shut down, it would be a disaster in this country just for the number of people who work there and the number of sources that they buy their foods from. And, in fact, keep in mind that now with the Japanese earthquake, there's a lot of ships from China. And, again, we've talked for years about how much of our food actually comes from China. We're going to see prices go up on all kinds of foods because those ships can't get through the water to the West Coast.
Yep. Okay. So with keeping in mind with the statement just made about McDonald's, there is new information this week about a company that has surpassed McDonald's as the world's largest restaurant chain in terms of units. What is it? That's our quickie food quiz for Phil in one of his valuable prize packages. 800-510-8255. Roberta, no hints. Richie, no hints. Jennifer, no hints. This is the official count now. Officially, McDonald's is number two. There is a new number one.
Oh, I know.
800-510-8255. Global dominance.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now that when you said that, it made me think, okay, this is very, very interesting because I'm looking around at how some of these companies are expanding. Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins are going to China, for example. I'm just trying to figure out how that is all going to work. How do you say Dunkin' Donuts in China?
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts has actually been in China for a long time.
Have they?
And in South America, yep.
All right.
And they've done very well. You know, when Bain basically took over, Dunkin' Donuts, not took over, but invested.
Bain is a big investment company run by Mitt Romney and his family and some friends.
Anyway, yeah, that's 3 years ago. When they took when they got in there, they said, okay, they want to double Dunkin' Donuts domestically because Dunkin' Donuts typically was just east of the Mississippi.
Yep.
They've done that and also, I think, quadruple what they had globally. And Dunkin' Donuts,
they can't get a hold in California for some strange reason.
No. It's part of their plan.
The guy that is the president of Heidelberg used to be vice president of marketing at Dunkin' Donuts. They've tried three times to get into California, and it hasn't worked yet. And it's really interesting because everybody knows what Dunkin' Donuts is all about. And I said this to Jennifer the other day because I've now found a new pit stop when I drive from the studio back to my house. I go through Burbank, and there are three or four of these little one-owner, little most of them run by Korean donut shops.
Mm-hmm.
And I find there's one place that has just the best donuts. And they wouldn't exist probably if there was a Dunkin' Donuts. But they do because
probably.
There's no real competition.
Well, again, keep in mind that Dunkin' Donuts model is slightly different, where what you do is you build a commissary that produces the donuts. The donuts are not made in the stores themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're looking for is they're looking for franchisees not that have one store, but I think now it's a minimum of six. And what they really want are people who are going to own 50 of them.
Yeah, right. All right. So anyway... the number one, the official new number one restaurant chain in the world is 800-510-8255. Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru, has the TV show Phil's Food Sense, all kinds of websites. You can find him and everything there is to connect him to you and your world and his relevance. Go to DougSteffen.com, look at the contributors box, see the picture of Phil, click on it. You'll also see that he's brought to us by the incredible edible egg. I was reading a story about eggs in the L.A. Times, and when I first picked it up, I thought, okay, this is great. We're going to a conversation with Phil about eggs. And then I come to find out it's not about the eggs that you talk about. It's about the eggs that come out of fish.
Ah.
Yeah.
As in caviar.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. But anyway.
I had the best deviled eggs, though, this weekend, Doug.
Did you?
Mm, with jalapeno mustard.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had, yesterday went to Lulu's with Brendan and Megan and Tony and had a frittata, which is eggs with some veggies in it, a little bit of Swiss cheese. It's actually pretty good. Gave it to Charlotte, what was left, and she finished it off, and then she probably needed to go outside, if you know what I mean.
Thanks for sharing. You know, it was so good up until that.
All right, so the simple joy of eggs, Phil. What is there about eggs, the incredible edible egg that we love so much?
Well, keep in mind, not only is it great protein, not only is it full of nutrients, and also eggs are just about 15 cents each. So one of my favorite things to do in the afternoon is just to take a hard-boiled egg as a snack. It's really easy. Just bring it to work with you, leave it in the refrigerator, and add a tiny bit of salt to it, and it's the perfect snack. And there's just tons of great recipes and all kinds of information that you could get at incredibleegg.org.
It's a neat thing. 70 calories, average of 15 cents a piece. The eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, a big nutrient bang for your buck, if you will. All right, let's get an answer to this question. Who is it that we would like to chat with? How about David, who's in Aberdeen, Washington? Welcome to Good Day, David. How are you doing? Where's David?
I'm fine.
That's good.
I'm here.
All right.
Actually, Doug, I'm in Cadillac, Michigan.
Cadillac, Michigan. All right, well, we have a great system here. It tells us where you come from, but it doesn't tell us really where you come from. We're interested, those people in Cadillac who want to come from, let's say you want to be in Brunswick, Georgia. That would be a cool thing as well. All right, so anyway, the number one new sandwich chain in the world is?
Subway.
Subway has 33,749 restaurants worldwide. McDonald's, 32,737. So there are 1,000 more Subways around the world than there are McDonald's. McDonald's still leads in terms of dollars, but they do not lead in terms of numbers. Phil, are you surprised that Subway has gotten that much of a toehold, or is this something that, under the circumstances, they got 1,000 more restaurants worldwide than McDonald's? I sort of was surprised when I saw that.
I'm surprised, and also I'm surprised that McDonald's still leads as far as dollar value. Because when you go into a McDonald's, you can still buy a burger, you know, and French fries and a soda for probably about $2.50, and Subway is more expensive. But I think it talks to the fact that there's more choice.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, people don't want to just come in and get the burger the way, you know, they say you have to have it, even if you want it without ketchup. I mean, that's really the option. Mm-hmm. Don't have lettuce or whatever else. You know, typically Subway you can customize a little bit more, but it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens with Subway now that they're so big, whether or not they're going to have to get, you know, some of their menu streamlined.
Let me tell you what the big difference is.
Right.
You can see what's going on your sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah, that's very true. Yep.
Absolutely. You're more
Phil
involved.
Lempert, supermarketguru.com, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Confess to not knowing who Natasha Bedingfield is. Should I admit that on the air?
You know who she is. You just
I do.
Don't know who she is.
Roberta, who is she?
She's an actress.
nice try.
Who said that? Was that Roberta or Jennifer?
No, she's a singer. Roberta said she's an actress.
Oh, good going, Roberta.
Oh, well.
Roberta doesn't know either. What is she? She sings. Is she a country?
No, she's a pop singer.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Huh. All right. So let's. This is Bob That Head. From Rascal Flatts. Let's listen to Natasha perform with Rascal Flatts. It's called It's Easy. So this show is basically about them, although there are a couple of other performers here. The band and how it came to be explained on the show.
Jay actually played guitar for Shelley Wright at that time. He hired Joe Don to play guitar for her.
In all of 99, I was on the road with Shelley and Jay. From there, Jay and I became great buddies.
At the same time, Jay and I had a gig on Mondays and Tuesdays. A little place in Nashville called
Jimmy Carter
Guitar Bar.
Jay calls me. He said, man, our guitar player, he can't make it tonight.
I said, no, I would love to have you come sit in with us. I've been telling you about my cousin Gary, and I want you to meet him.
So I'd never met the kid or whatever, and I go in there, and there's some dude setting up an amp, and I thought, gosh, what happened to our guitar player? You know, does this guy even know what we do?
Church on the Cumberland Road was the first song we sang together. As soon as we got to that chorus, Jay's like, dude, take the high part, take the low part.
It was one of those moments in time that I'll never forget.
It was like, my gosh, I mean, it sounds like we've been singing together our entire lives.
It might sound silly saying that, but I'm telling you, it was unbelievable.
All right, so you know what? I have a confession. Last time I stayed overnight at Roberta's house, she had more Rascal Flatts CDs laying around than you could possibly.
No,
yeah.
That was my house, Doug.
Oh, is that your house?
Well, wrong house, Doug. I don't think so.
All right. So what is there about Rascal Flatts, Jennifer, that you like so much? What is these people are a big deal, evidently.
They're a huge deal. They're probably the best-selling country act out on the road right now as far as a group goes. But they're just, you know, they sound good together. They have a great...
They're different.
Yeah, they're different. They're kind of rockish, but yet they do a lot of ballads. They just are very versatile.
What's the significance of Rascal Flatts? Is that a place?
I have no idea. I don't know where the name came
from. Play the cut 1408 that basically explains how the name... came to be.
We were playing the club, the Fiddle and Steel Guitar Bar, and from stage that night, we asked people, hey, do you have a band name or something that's really cool that we could use?
The guy that had come to see us a lot, he was a regular. His name's Jelly Roll. Brilliant piano player.
He came in and said, boys, let me tell you all something. He said, we used to have a little garage band back in the 60s, and we used to call ourselves Rascal Flatts. He said, by God, that's your all's name right there.
Jerry went, what? He said, Rascal Flatts. He goes, that is ridiculous.
4 or 5 days later, we went into Lyric Street, had our meeting, and they said, all right, so what do you guys call yourselves? And we were kind of like, Rascal Flatts. I said, what? I said, Rascal Flatts. And they're like, what? It what? I said, Rascal Flatts. And they were like, all right, I think we can work with that.
So that was the day and the moment we really became Rascal Flatts.
But what does it mean? Did you Google
the guy
it?
I named him.
Jelly Roll.
What is the, where is there? Is there a Rascal Flatts someplace?
I'm sure there is.
Somebody Google Rascal Flatts and don't come up
with... Yeah, but nowadays, if you Google Rascal Flatts, you're going to come up with the band.
Or you come up with the Rascal. The motorized chair.
Richie, play a little of I Won't Let Go, Rascal Flatts, performing from this TV special last night. 28 past the hour.
Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. I hate to break it to you, boys and girls, but airfares are going up this summer. Here's why and what you can do to get around it. If history is any guide, fuel prices are already up. In fact, prices for jet fuel have gone up about 50% in the last year. That's why most airlines like Southwest, United, American, and Delta have hiked up their fares. Meanwhile, demand for travel is also up, yet the airlines have shrunk capacity. Translation, fewer seats, higher prices. My advice, avoid peak travel dates, and then think counterintuitively. Don't just go from L.A. to Hawaii, go L.A. Salt Lake, Hawaii. You might find lower airfares. And speaking of making one stop, the lowest airfare I could find recently between New York's LaGuardia and Dallas, round-trip coach, $1,100. That was a nonstop. But taking a U.S. air flight through Charlotte with one stop brought the fare down to $380. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-3. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-3. And begin to see a different world.
.org.
Now, 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few minutes as we discuss the latest medical news information. Roberta Fasanelli back on the program. Thank heavens for that. She's a rounding out source for us, along with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden.
Cheer there, Roberta. He just called you fat.
I was thinking about that. I said, we're all on this Medifast diet. I'm not as round as I was, certainly.
Well, that is, round is in the eyes of the beholder.
That's right.
Well, some places, the good places are still round.
That's important, Roberta. That's very important. So I was talking with Phil earlier, if you didn't hear me discussing the Subway sandwich chain and the race for dominance. They're trying to beat McDonald's at their own game, and they're going to open. They have now in China 199 restaurants. They're going to open 500 in the next couple of years. This is one of the things. Have you ever been to China?
Yeah, what is the number one fast food chain in China, Doug?
Number is Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's right. They're everywhere, apparently.
Everywhere.
Like, they blow McDonald's away, like, 5-1.
Everywhere.
You know why, Rich?
Why?
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken.
Chickadee China. That's right.
Huh?
There's a song from Bare Naked Ladies, and one of the verses starts, Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick, and your brain starts.
Yeah. Somehow I must have been absent that day.
You mean that decade.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so Subway is owned by a company called Doctors Associates.
Hmm.
This is something I need.
That's the parent company?
Yes. And what it is that it's a Doctors Associates. I wonder if Ken is a part of this. They're an investment group, duh. And guess where the source of their funds
is?
Doctors. Yeah. So it'd be very interesting. Yeah, I'll get Ken's take on that. They are expanding in Germany as well. There are 8,000 subways in Germany. Now, who would have thought of that? Who would think that there would be 8,000 Subway restaurants?
Mas Wiener Schnitzel on my shoe, please. Mas Wiener Schnitzel on mustard.
All right, some good news from DougSteffen.com. There's a 90-year-old guard dog. 90-year-old guard. Hello, scratch the dog. 90-year-old. I've had dogs on my brain today since I told that story earlier. Roberta, you weren't around. There was a story this weekend about a fellow who was blind that had a German Shepherd that was his seeing-eye dog. But the German Shepherd became blind, and so they found another dog to lead both the blind dog and the blind guy.
Yeah.
So anyway, this story is...
And in front of him is a cat, and in front of him is a mouse.
Right, yeah. And then there's a gerbil in there someplace as well.
And then there's Richard Gere.
Yeah. The good news at DougStefan.com today, a 90-year-old guard saves a girl from being trampled by horses at a racetrack. A very interesting, very compelling story. And here's also a sad story. Man dressing up as Bigfoot in a New Hampshire state park has now sued the state because the state, all these parks have their own rangers now. And the rangers didn't think anybody who was dressed up as Bigfoot belonged in the state park. The theory is that...
So they shot him?
They would
scaring
be,
him.
be scaring the people who go to the state park. So he said, hey, he was a free person, and he ought to be able to... He wasn't doing anything, so he wore a Bigfoot costume. Big deal. So he's now suing. He's got, obviously, time on his hands.
That guy is so not married, by the way. Do you think anybody's wife would let them go out and dress up like Bigfoot and run through a park? I don't think so.
You think she'd really knew about it?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of his drunken buddy things, you know, where they started with a bachelor party on Friday
it'd be
night.
So funny.
Yeah, you end up at a you started a pool bar. The next thing you know, you're wearing a Bigfoot costume in the middle of a state park.
There's a story there someplace.
Yeah.
Okay. Story from this is Aaron Brockovich stuff.
Uh-huh.
The fellow, you've seen this on the over the weekend. You probably saw the video of this. This fellow who liked Aaron Brockovich, or Julia Roberts as Aaron Brockovich so much,
right,
that he has 82 tattoos of her, and you can see him.
No.
The pictures are at DougStefan.com. 82 tattoos of her.
We don't have all 82 pictures.
All over his body.
I'm sure there's one or two that we can't show at DougStefan.com.
Yeah, maybe not. You can move the focus
creepy.
Of the film around. And speaking of Aaron Brockovich, remember her? She was the housewife... person that went into Hinckley, California, and got a $333 million settlement.
Right.
Now, at the end of the movie, one of the ladies that's sick from this toxic chromium that they found there, she weeps with joy as she's handed her portion of the settlement. The woman is Roberta Walker, who still lives in Hinckley. She used her share to buy a new home in what she thought would be a safe place. It was 4 miles from where the chromium had been discovered. However, earlier this year, she and others have learned that pollution, which Pacific Gas and Electric was supposed to clean up as part of the settlement, had moved into the groundwater where she bought her new home. So guess who showed up in Hinckley last Friday?
Uh-oh.
Aaron Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich returned to town with her associate, and they have started an investigation, and the leak, if you'll pardon the pun, to the press, suggests the contamination may be worse than what they got the $333 million for.
Wow.
What, 10 years or more? I think it was 1993. Can you imagine these people being that stupid?
Ugh.
Pacific Gas and Electric is so stupid, instead of cleaning up, man, these people that run this place, I hope they go bankrupt. That's what they would deserve. They paid out a $333 million settlement after they tried to do everything, including kill Brockovich. And so they pay off, suppose they clean up the town, but they don't really. And now the situation is worse for the people who have moved down, the people who have that cancer-causing chromium contamination. She's got her own law firm, I think, now, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So, and the fellow who played the lawyer she worked with, wasn't that the English? I can see him now. You know who I mean.
The English guy.
Yeah, he's very distinct. He was in Bourne Identity. He was in the second Ocean's 11. He played the part of what's-her-face's father. At the end of the movie? Come on, he's a well-known British actor. I can't think of his name. 800-510-8255. PG&E bought a lot of property, and apparently what's happened on this property, they've let in some a lot of places, actually, in this part of the world, cows and horses can just wander. So there are horses that have been wandering out to where this property is, and they found 20 of them dead in the last, apparently, 3 or 4 months. And they're drinking the water that's coming out of the ground. So you can't believe how these people that run these, I mean, I don't know why they don't have a water quality board examining all of this stuff, but how do these companies get to be, even after they pay out $333 million of the stockholders' money, they don't fix the problem. They don't fix it. Ah, and they tell you what you want to hear and hope that they don't want to spend. It just, they didn't plan. Well, this town's so small, nobody's going to go that far out of town to buy land and build a house. Hello? Just amazing. That's a great American story, I think. Don't you think the American, Aaron Brockovich story is a great sort of American story?
And yeah, but there's a little bit of an issue, though.
How's that?
Apparently, there's been a study of the cancer cluster, or supposed cancer cluster, and it doesn't exist in that town now.
Of the town that they, but outside of town it does. That's the thing. The stuff they cleaned up in town, that's what I'm saying. But
even the people that were supposedly sickened in the town that sued, there's no cancer cluster there.
Not now. It was 93.
No.
What do you mean? How is it? This is like 18 years ago.
Right.
The people who would all be dead that originally were having the problem,
all right? Let me try and find a report for you.
Thank you very much, Rich. Rich is on the case.
Are you thinking of Albert Finney, by the way?
I am. Thank you very much. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Yes. The question of the day today, the poll at DougStephan.com, do you have any tattoos? I want to ask Dr. Ken about this.
Maybe.
Do you have... You have a tattoo? Where's your tattoo?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Really? Roberta, you have a tattoo, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Where is it?
It's on the upper part of my right breast.
The upper part of your right breast.
I have it's a rosebud, but then when I had my children and breastfed them, I developed like a stretch mark through it, so now it looks like a parrot.
Really?
That's why I don't have a tattoo, because I'm afraid.
What
wanted one, though.
And actually, I got that tattoo backstage at the Rolling Stones at their Tattoo U tour in Candlestick Park in San Francisco.
And how old were you?
Oh, gosh, how old was I? I don't know, I think late 20s.
Did you tell Irma you had it?
No.
Never told her?
She didn't know?
Did she ever know that you had it?
I think she saw it. You know, I think I never told her. I think she saw it.
See, I want to know, at some point in time, when do you get uncomfortable about being naked in front of your parents? Rich, when was the last time you were naked in front of your parents?
When I was 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That I remember, anyway.
Jennifer.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
See, girls are different. Girls are different. My wife will still get naked in front of my mom, and I'm like, what are you doing, girls?
No, it's different. Like,
it's different with girls,
my mom and I will share dressing rooms when we go shopping, if there's a line or something, but I wouldn't get naked in front of my dad. That's just strange.
Ooh, that would be strange.
You know?
And you wouldn't get naked in front of me either, because I'm just like your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a reserved to that.
Yeah.
Roberta would like to get naked in front of me, though.
Maybe. But,
yeah. Don't forget, we have our new deals. The Queen of Cheap is back, and that's
thinking,
all there at DougStephan.com. We have the discussion from last. Was that Friday when we had that guy on the vaccination debate? Was that Thursday or
it
Friday?
It was Wednesday or Thursday.
Wednesday or Thursday. Okay.
Thursday,
that was
I think.
Pretty hot stuff. Dr. Ken, Dr. Jack, and Dr. Paul Offit. Come to find out after the fact. Have you got Ken hooked up?
I do not yet. I can get him hooked up.
One of the things that has come out, Jack did some research on this guy.
Uh-oh.
And found that he may not have been what he presented himself as. Is that a bad sentence?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right, anyway, but there's always two ways to skin a cat.
Well, he wasn't like an ice cream man or anything, right?
No, he wasn't, but he apparently he made a lot of vaccines and made a lot of money selling them.
Hmm.
So that was part of the motivation there. At least that's the research that Jack did on it. At any rate, our poll on Friday, pick one side or the other. Should NPR continue to get federal funding? 72% of you, said no. 28% of you said yes.
Wow.
All right, 72 no, 28 yes. By the way, among this group that I had dinner with last night of news people, they all agreed that they thought that the NPR funding from the federal government was going to stop. And I say, it's about time. at 15 and change before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us. MetaFast, now that Roberta is back with us in the focus, MetaFast has been very good to Rich. Richie,
yep.
Let's see. MetaFast has been very good to me.
Been very, very good to me.
And Jennifer,
like
MetaFast has been very, very good to you.
Yes. I'm right? doing all shakes today, I decided.
Really? I saw my sister-in-law yesterday.
Yeah?
And she's been trying to lose a little weight. And she saw me, and she's like, okay, give me
what
the phone
doing?
Number. What
yep,
do
yeah.
I do?
Okay,
well,
here's
I
what you
just
do.
Go to MetaFastKen.com.
That's the best advice. And Ken knows this. Ken's got people in his office that are on MetaFast, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that is the best. We can tell people about the circumstance, but people who have actually had the experience, lost the weight, just like Richie just said, get the number 800-506-4115, or you can go online to MetaFastKen.com, enter Dr. Ken, save $50. The whole idea here is that it's safe, it's a proven way, satisfying way, and well-supported way for you to lose the weight. But really the proof is, what do you look like? Richie looks different. Jennifer mm-hmm. looks different. Roberta has obviously not been able to follow it in the last...
Actually, no, I did follow it to a certain extent.
Did you?
Know, because it's very easy to take along
yeah.
with you. So, you know, as I was those vigils at the hospice, you know, night after
yeah.
night,
right.
I would throw them into my pocket. And they had a little mini kitchen with a microwave.
Yeah.
So the ones that were really easy to make, like the soups were really easy to do,
mm-hmm.
the shakes were really easy to do, I brought those along with me. And it was funny because during this time, I kind of came down with the stomach flu.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I could keep down... were the MetaFast shakes.
There you go. Hmm. Very good. That's a good recommendation right there.
Absolutely.
I'm getting ready to go on vacation. I'm going to take the bars and shakes with me.
Are you?
Next
yeah, the
easy.
Bars
yeah,
are really
absolutely.
Good to take along. Yep.
Sure. Just stick a couple in the backpack. I'm good for the day.
I throw some in my car, too, so if I get, like, hungry.
Yeah.
Log on to MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken. Save $50. Or as Richie's cousin, was it your sister? Your cousin who
my
was?
My sister-in-law.
All right. She'll call 800-506-4115. Use the Dr. Ken code. Save the $50. All right, Ken, we're talking about tattoos. Ivan's in Lake Havasu. All right, Ivan, you have some tattoos?
Well, I just, you know, I met you when you was down at the radio station here.
Yeah.
The bagel guy?
Yeah. Oh, that's right,
yeah.
too. Nice
anyway.
To have you on board. Yeah. Nice bagel, too, by the way.
I knew this lady that was relatively small, and she put a cherry on her back.
Yeah.
And she gained so much weight, it turned into a watermelon.
Perfect.
That's your joke for the day.
I got it. Thank you, Ivan. So, Ken, what actually happens to the body when tattoos are done, permanent or not? People say, well, it's not permanent. But, I mean, now people are getting these tattoos taken off. What is this doing to the body?
Well, there's a lot of risk. There's allergic reactions, skin infections. You can have chronic skin problems, inflammation, and you can get bloodborne diseases from dirty equipment. And what I have found in my practice is I have rarely met anyone who's ever had a tattoo when they were sober.
Really?
Ask yeah. somebody. Do a poll. Anyone who has a tattoo, ask if they were sober or not when they got it.
My son has a tattoo. You
know, my daughter has several. You know what I'm curious about? She's developed fibromyalgia over the past few years, she's been getting a lot of tattoos. Do you think there's a connection?
That's what I'm talking about. There's something about this possibility.
Yeah, that's not good to hear. All right, let's talk about the health challenges for Japan, Ken, as they begin to mop up, clean up. What kind of problems will they have down immediately in the nuclear stuff, but
well,
down the road?
The thing to remember about the medical challenges in Japan is it wasn't the cracking of the earth so much, but it was the water from the tsunami that has caused most of the problems. Initially, you might get some fractures of limbs, some cuts, and this could lead to some infections. But what really is becoming a problem that a lot of people breathe in a heck of a lot of salt water initially, so you're going to get infection, pneumonia, the lungs. And the biggie that people are now getting concerned about is radiation exposure.
Wow.
And remember with radiation, it's the time, the distance from it that's so important. So you need to evacuate. You need temporary shelter. Iodine tablets will help for some because the main things that are being exposed are the iodine and cesium. And post-traumatic stress disorder. Don't forget, we're going to have a lot of psychiatric issues that come out of all this.
Wow. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have.
Can I tell you something? For years I have envied.
You agree with it.
Your grace and your charm. Everyone loves you, you know.
Yes, I know, I know, I know.
I know that voice.
But I must admit it.
You know both of those voices.
I sure do.
The guy you always come through.
Good combination.
I wouldn't have nothing if I
didn't.
Didn't
we just do this movie?
You.
I think we did, in fact. Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Billy Crystal is 63 today. And he, along with John Goodman, were the stars of Monsters, Inc.
Cute movie. Very good.
Yeah. Cute. They were good together. Yes. Goodman is a very likable, both of them very, very likable characters, it would seem. Whether they are in character or whether they are not, they just seem both to be very likable. Okay, so that's our movie. As we get into, well, it's movie music anyway, as we get into movie moments. And the weekend box office totals are part of what we're going to focus on here. As a matter of fact, let's see what we can get out of. We have three different clips from a movie that stars a guy whose birthday is today, who's a little bit older than Billy Crystal, somebody whose voice you will recognize. And I'll give you a little hint, okay? Richie, you want a little hint?
I need one, yes.
You need a hint, okay. His real name is Maurice Micklewhite.
Doesn't help me.
That doesn't
That's
help.
That's his real name, all right?
Doesn't help me at all.
Let's see if you can figure it out from listening to his voice.
I am taking him in gracefully in order to get him out gracefully.
Okay, I know him.
800-510-8255. Yes, you do.
I do not know the movie.
Figure out what the movie is. Well, we haven't had enough of the info yet. You've got to put the audio info into your head. Here's the next clue.
I run this operation, and you do as I say.
Mm-hmm. Still doesn't help.
No? All right. Well,
I love him, though. He's great.
Wonderful. Great, wonderful great. Actor. All right. So here's the last opportunity. Listen to this.
We all have our limitations, Freddie. Fortunately, I discovered that taste and style were commodities that people desire. Freddie, what I'm saying is, know your limitations. You are a moron.
Yeah, I think I have
I'm
going to
use that line.
I was going to say maybe we ought to save that outtake a little bit there. Okay, so know your limitations. You're a moron.
Right.
800-510-8255. From what movie?
Did this movie also have another huge star in it, male actor?
I believe that it did, yes. Okay. But I won't swear to that. I just know that Maurice Micklewhite was the big star of this. All right? 800, he turned 78 today. 800-510-8255. So identify that person, the actor, and more importantly, identify the name of the movie for the prize. 800-510-TALK. You got all the info. If you've never won before Movie Moments, help yourself. And we'll have the rundown of what did well at the box office over the weekend just a moment here.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
800-510-8255. You know what really annoys me? And I've had this trouble over and over again, and it's more on Firefox than it is anything else. I'm finding, no matter what computer I'm using, that I go to something and it grabs it and takes it someplace else. I have had this trouble, nothing but trouble, with Firefox. I've gone online to get the results of the weekend box office totals. I went to the page three times and went away. So let's all yell and scream about it. In the meantime, how about we get the answer to our movie quiz? Looks like Joyce, what's the name of the actor?
Michael Douglas.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. Tom, who is it?
Michael Caine.
And the name of the movie?
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
You got it, sir. Hold on.